We've still got the second half of the psalm to do. Psalm 20 now, same page, 859, verses 6 through 9. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. God answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. We know who the king is. We know who the king is. Verse 6, we know the Lord saves his anointed. Let me just do a little bit of translation. Probably some of you know this, but for those of you who don't, anointed. In the original language there is Mashiach. Mashiach. That means the person that would have oil poured over them as a chosen one of God. A Mashiach. It might sound like Messiah, because that's exactly the same word. And if you translate to the language of the New Testament, you get a Christos. That's the anointed one. That's Christ. We know who the anointed one is. We know who is the king who's been saved. We know who has gone ahead of us into all things, whether death, whether resurrection, whether heaven itself to prepare a place for you. Jesus goes before. He goes ahead of his church as well. And so for those of you who have picked a side in the battle between good and evil, a note of encouragement. God has already saved his king. You know what side you're on. Get ready. Get ready to do good. Get ready to do it in your own life and in your families. Get ready to do it in the life of this church and in this region, wherever you live, because the king has already won. Sometimes having a very strong king is very motivating, you might say. There's a movie that I've not seen all of. I've seen just a couple clips. But this one sticks with me. The movie 300, it memorializes a great battle in Greek history. The Greeks versus the Persians. The Persians being the behemoth, unstoppable army of the time. And they were sweeping into Greece. And they said, okay, Greeks, just give us your land, we'll take it, or we'll kill you. And the Greeks said, no. They just said no. And in the movie, there's a king, Leonidas, a real historical figure, and he leads a very small army up against this great Persian force. And somehow, despite disadvantage after disadvantage, they nearly win the battle. Eventually, the Persians are repulsed because the Greeks are so absolutely fierce. But before this battle, Leonidas is gathering his troops, and he realizes that all these men of Sparta, well, they're soldiers, yes, but they're many things too. And he says to them, you, what do you do? Oh, I'm a farmer. And you there, what do you do? I build ships. And you, what do you do? I'm a smith. And he says to his assembled group, his troops, he says, and what do? We fight, they say. So New Hope Church, God has brought us together from a lot of different places, from a lot of different careers. Among us, we have retired dental people. We have some people who worked in the trucking industry. We have a lot of retired teachers. We have some accountants. We even got a principal or two. We've got some stay-at-home moms. And we can say that we do all these things. But when it comes to our king and the battle between good and evil, we can say, and what do? We fight for our king. We go and we serve, and here's how we fight. We give free dental because we're kind. We talk about sponsoring a refugee family when states out of fear want to keep people out because we are just. When people want to shut out the truth of the love of God, what do? We go and advertise it on their front doors. This is how we fight. This is how we are New Hope Church. This is how we follow our King. We might not know what is next quite yet, but we're going to be following our King. He calls us onward. So here's what you can do. Pray for your leaders. Pray for that retreat. Pray for your church. In a couple weeks, also we'll have a congregational meeting. And we'll be asking for your input on perhaps what we should do with this big gift for outreach. What are some steps that we can take as a church to be faithful to our King? In a couple weeks, we'll be asking for your suggestions. Be ready to give them. We want to hear from you. Because in hearing from you, that will help us all together follow our King. So pray. Think. Let's figure it out together. And then when the time comes, probably this fall there will be something new. Let's go after it. Let's follow. Because this is who we are. This is how we fight. Jesus is our King. Amen. Pray with me. God, make us bold. Make us not shy away from the calling of ministry. It's a calling on each and every one of us, whether we know you yet or not, because you have shaped us for a purpose. We're not just here to do a career. We're not just here to get along in life. We are here to do good. And Lord, that sometimes is very hard to do. It will cost us something. We'll get opposition and resistance. So Lord, save us. Answer us when we call. King Jesus, send us help from your sanctuary. Do all that is necessary to move us faithfully behind your faithfulness so that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.